This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome back to the Frog Boy Show. Okay, be honest, Tobin. You just saw me sprint across the hallway right now.
What the hell's wrong with you?
Are you ready to apologize?
You look terrible.
No, okay. That was a sprint.
Well, first of all, you shouldn't have sprinted. Where were you? Like, where did you go? You left here for like 9 minutes, and I'm like, is he on? Because I never know. You're maybe hiding behind your wall, and I hear the rejoin there, and I'm like, yeah. I don't think he's there. I said, hey, you in there? And then I'm like looking for him. I'm like, oh, no, the show's about to start. And you didn't even have any music there either, by the way, in the bed. Yeah, yeah. So I'm like going to walk across to go start the show on the board. Which yeah. I've been doing a lot this month. I've been doing a lot this month.
A little too much. You went solo. I remember, hey, Marcos.
Yeah.
One day there was traffic.
Man. It was solo.
I came in like J-Fig. Like, I wasn't that late, but a couple of minutes late, I'm like, man.
Dude.
He was on the other side working the board.
But, Leroy, this is the thing that I'm really mad about. It's not even that he was late. It's not even that he was late. I don't care about that.
I was actually posted by the corner waiting to
This run. Is the problem. He has the audacity to tell me that he's beating science.
Beat it.
And Leroy...
That's your fault.
No, I beat it.
For even saying something like
okay,
that.
You know what? I'll own it fine if I invented beating science. But Leroy, his ankle still looks terrible.
Yeah.
He looks like he's in a lot of pain.
It's all mental.
It's not all mental. Yeah. It's very physical.
Dude,
and now you just tried to sprint over here.
I'm already sprinting.
I bet you right now your ankle's throbbing.
It's really the foot. It's really the foot. It's really just like the...
I'm told it, Marcos.
God.
Even though you think you're better, you still need that boot, dude.
I don't think you would have really understand.
By the way, he tried to wear shoes.
Oh, I wore shoes.
Whoa. You best believe I realized that broke foot didn't have no shoelaces in it.
Cannot tie it. What? They were on. And I was mixing and mingling. I wonder why I was late just now. Because the nice guys at Promotion.
What is that?
They gave me an entire bag of the different cigars that were available to try, courtesy of Drew Estate. That was at our successful event this weekend, which all of us were at, but didn't see each other somehow.
That was very strange.
Very strange.
I mean, I was spending a lot of time with listeners.
Yeah, I saw everybody.
But wait a minute. Let's talk about this. Headlines brought to you by Doral Hyundai. Doral Hyundai, choose more than 1,300 new Hyundai miles in inventory like Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. Remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai. Why did Lawrence Taylor show up? Like, who was he with you? Like, what the hell happened? Did you invite Lawrence Taylor? What was that?
He knows Chris, but when he saw me, he knew me. So, like, yeah.
I was like, okay, definitely that guy who's like, yo, he's good. He's no
That's person. Immediately what I thought of.
Yeah, I was like, oh, he would love this if he was here.
We were just talking a little trash.
Wow.
Tell a couple of stories.
Every time we
see each other, we always have to tell the Jim Brown story.
Oh my God. Well, but that's the thing, is have you ever told him the story of the old man though? Like I would have loved to tell him, like, hey. There's this guy.
Because here's why. I know LT.
He's good.
And you know what LT say?
Hmm?
He's right.
He is right.
So I don't need nothing to boost that man's ego anymore. Like, it is something to be. And you know what's funny? It's one thing to be, so say, Jason Taylor, Hall of Famer, game changer down here.
Mm-hmm.
Miami, right? Kudos to him. But LT was the beginning of guys that played that position.
Mm-hmm.
And to where now we have guys called to rush in. And the thing about LT, he also had to play linebacker. So it wasn't as specialized as it is now. He still dropped in pass coverage. He still did all the other stuff linebackers do, right? But he got after the passer. And I'm trying to figure out how long he was in the league before they realized they couldn't block LT with running backs.
I was just curious because I was like, they kept asking, like, hey, you guys have any celebrity friends coming? I'm like, I don't know anybody. Like, but like, you literally maybe had the greatest football player of all time show up to Whiskey Stars and Cigars. Like, that's pretty, good.
That is crazy.
But for those who don't know, like, the reference, like, Leroy and I, if you're a newer listener, we used to do the show at the Poker Room, the Seminole Hard Rock Poker Room, all the time. We did it every Friday.
Every Friday.
It's where Vice Shirt Friday came from, so people could point us out. We didn't have a video stream back then. So we're like, oh, yeah, we'll be wearing the Vice shirts. You guys will find us. But this guy, he showed up every – he might have been there every day, but he showed up every –
every Friday and walked over while we were on air, I might add.
Oh, yeah. He goes
– always on air.
You guys talking sports? He goes, I'm going to see if you – I'm like, yeah, yes, yes, sir. I'm going to see if you know sports.
Yeah, that's it. He was like,
who is the greatest football player of all time? And so the first time I ever answered this, I was like, he's old. I'm going to say, but I didn't even notice that he was wearing a Giants windbreaker. I should have been off the top, but I was just like, this was back when it was old Poker Room too.
Right.
And I was like, Jim Brown, sir. The guy just goes, no. He's good. He's no Lawrence Taylor.
Oh,
Lawrence Taylor. And then he just hits me with, Lawrence Taylor is the greatest football player of all time.
Now, here's the kicker. That's crazy. He did it every Friday.
It became a tradition like he had never seen us.
Right.
Every time he's like,
every Friday, it's the same thing.
What are you guys doing here?
Just start making up names.
You talking sports?
Yeah. The same, Marcos.
Let me see if you know sports.
Same exact conversation.
So you guys started switching the names.
Jim Brown, yeah. We used different names.
Yeah. One time I used Reagan Mawia.
Right.
No, the Juggernaut, he was good. But he's no Lawrence Taylor.
Okay.
Oh, my God, though. Speaking of the Juggernaut,
oh,
if we can divert off football for a little bit, to football here,
I mean,
for a little
really?
Bit.
Really? Can we divert?
Did you guys see the size of this Big Jonah?
Oh, he's massive.
Wow. He made Mike McDaniel
look like a baby.
Look like a baby.
Look like a Tic Tac.
Like, it was cool. I was like, Jonah Savainaya? I was like, whoa. Trenches, dude. And I'll tell you another thing. Kenny G? Or KG, as Coach Esposito would say.
That's right.
Kenny G? Mammoth.
Man, but quick, though. Quick feet.
Dude, they put up this one highlight of him hitting a tackle dummy.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow. I was drooling over the trenches.
That's good.
That was good, dude. Yeah. But the one with Mike McDaniel, I was like, oh, my God. Yeah, he looks mm-hmm. like a dwarf. He's so tiny. Like, Jonah, like, he looks like he should be hopping on Big Jonah's shoulders for a ride. Like, that is.
Hey, no lie. So, when I was my third year.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe my second year, that was Jumbo Elliott's last year. And we went to a frat party. And him and another lineman, Mike Husar, who both massive, right? We're walking back to where we live, and we're going down like the main street. And Jumbo looks up at me and says, hop on my back, I'll give you a ride. I'm like, I'm not hopping on another grown-ass man's back. Hop on my back! So he carried me for like two blocks.
So you hopped on his back.
If Jumbo,
I sure did.
If Jumbo says hop on.
Right. Like he. So I. This was my. When I was at Michigan, here were my two right guards. Jumbo Elliott. You know how massive he was. 6'7".
It's not one of those ironic nicknames.
Yeah.
No, he was massive. And he looked like a Tic Tac next to Greg Greg, I can't think of his last name.
It's all good. Ribbit.
But he was so big they had to take him to the meat place to weigh him on the meat scale.
What?
Yeah, because our scale only went up to 350.
Jesus.
Yes. He went in the first round also. I think he got drafted by the Raiders.
Greg Steppen.
No.
Damn it.
Mm. Well, this is the
Stefanowski. Greg.
Look at this photo.
Already give away 72, huh?
What do you mean?
Well, you know, I get it.
You would? You think you thought Teron Armstead was going up in the rafters?
This feels some type of way sometimes, you know?
The body's still warm?
Yes.
Listen, man, football numbers have to be given out. There's a lot of people there. There's a lot of people.
Scrapneck.
You can't just retire every
number. Scrapneck. There it is. Scrapneck.
Retiring numbers has been like the big thing. That's been the chic thing this offseason of people trying to get out. Like, all right. The Warren Moon thing was goosies, but it also had a bit of a special case where, like, he didn't really play in Tennessee.
He didn't even play in Tennessee.
Like, right. Just let Cam Ward have it. You have a goosies moment.
You know what's crazy? Nobody wears 32 in Baltimore.
Hmm? Mm.
Wow. Leroy, look at
that. You know who 32 is, right?
Jamal Lewis.
No.
Damn.
Jim Brown.
They still carry that?
What?
Nobody's worn 32 since? I thought the Browns got their heritage back.
Ooh.
Yeah, but
how do you get your heritage back?
Because like they got rid of the team and they're like, hey, new Browns, like Ravens records.
You had to leave all the stats.
Right. The Ravens just gave them their stuff back after like the Browns were coming back. They just kept their new stuff. I mean, they got off to a very good start as a franchise, so
sick of them.
Crazy.
Huh. Well, number 32 for
RV Richard says McDaniel's leg is the size of his forearm. Like, I just feel like he needs to hop on him for a piggyback ride.
I think his forearm is bigger. This looks photoshopped almost.
It does. It really does.
And what's crazy is they're not like necessarily next to each other. He's still
somebody is wearing it.
2 feet in front of him.
But that was a no-no when I was there.
Yeah, when they had the Browns hair, I understand that.
No, but that was decided when the team left.
Right, but I think
so
once,
it wasn't
but once when, Cleveland was getting their team back, I think they got their history back, too.
No, they got it before. That was part of the agreement to let the Browns leave. So no stats, no nothing went to – no none of the history went to Baltimore. So
they just did
they
it?
They had all the history with no team.
Oh, okay. Anyway. A piece. It's a giant.
So big, dude.
Very big.
It's a giant.
Take a break. Get back into the heat. Pat Riley having lots of things to say, including some interesting stuff on Spo. Mm-hmm. And my attempt to rile him up. That's next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
My heart's a stereo. It beats for you, so listen close. Hear my thoughts in every note.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Hey, Leroy, can we get a weather update from the Mesman and Dover Law Firm? YourAccidentAttorneys.com, free consultation, 24-7. Call up at 866-954-MORE.
You want weather? Plenty of it out there.
Flood warnings. Flood warnings.
Flood warnings.
Tried to warn them last week.
It's just cloudy. Not mostly, not partly. It's cloudy. The winds aren't blowing right now, but maybe 5-10 miles an hour. But when showers come through, they have been gusting, and it's been raining pretty hard. Right now, it's not raining. I'm going to say it's a little bit cooler, right around 80 to 83 degrees. But just get ready for some rain, possible flooding if you live east of 95 or where our building is located.
Oh, dude.
I know. Is that a rat?
Makes me nervous about the rat.
And that one lane.
The big news in the NBA today, Shams Charania says that Giannis Antetokounmpo is going to meet with the Milwaukee Bucks brass. He says apparently Shams is expecting talks to percolate this week at the draft combine.
Percolate.
Tonight's the draft lottery, yeah? We figure out?
Yep.
Yes.
Everybody knows where they get picked. They don't want to trade that pick before they have a chance of winning the Cooper Flag.
The only team I don't want
lottery.
The only team that would make me sick is Philadelphia. If Philadelphia ended up with him, that would.
They don't deserve another number one pick.
They don't deserve him. They don't deserve him.
Yeah, but
I mean, think about this: the two teams that I just saw this on when I was so it's not me. The two teams that have had the most picks, most first picks in the draft. It's not even Philly. It's, I think, Cleveland and Orlando.
Wow.
They've had five.
Hmm.
Now, I will say this. With all the picks that they have had, it seems like they've been more competitive than Philadelphia.
The best number one, number one pick was LeBron. They weren't very competitive before LeBron got back.
You know, they also, they traded the pick, but they had Wiggins.
Yeah, they traded Wiggins for Kevin Love. They got Kyrie, who, wasn't very good as he was young until LeBron got there. Well, their teams weren't very good with him, but he was a very good player. They drafted Anthony Bennett, which was like, what?
Is he Australian?
I don't think so.
I thought he was Australian.
I don't think so. The Australian they had was Dellavedova.
Nah, he's from Toronto.
Who was their other
one? Canadian. Okay. Man, Canada. Yeah, they got some hoopers.
Canada's having a basketball moment. But anyway, he says, as decision makers for all 30 teams descend upon Chicago for the draft combine this week, there will be substantive conversations around the biggest unknown and domino of the offseason. What will Milwaukee Bucks forward Giannis Antetokounmpo do? The two-time NBA MVP has not made any firm decisions on his Bucks future after the franchise's third consecutive postseason exit in the first round. But for the first time in his career, Antetokounmpo is open-minded about exploring whether his best long-term fit is remaining in Milwaukee or playing elsewhere, league sources told ESPN. Teams have approached the Bucks frequently over the years about the availability of Giannis. As a normal exercise, they are expected to ramp up due diligence during Combine Week, according to league sources. Any conversation surrounding the perennial NBA superstar and 2021 champion start primarily with where he believes his long-term future lies, whether there is a franchise outside of Milwaukee that is sensible for him. The Bucks and Antetokounmpo's representatives, Georgios Panou and Alex Saratsis, are expected to sit down during the offseason to discuss the future, sources said. And Alex Saratsis is also the agent of Bam Adebayo.
Ooh. You know what's funny about that? If either one of those guys were on a card this past weekend, you would have got the names perfectly.
His name scares me. Alex Saratsis. I think that's how it is. He's got two Greek agents, huh?
Huh. Shocker.
Interesting. How did Bam end up with a Greek agent?
That's what I was wondering.
Well, I'm glad he did, hopefully. Yeah.
Well, if you walk into a room and say, I represent the Greek freak, I'll listen to you.
I think those are his big guys, though. Those are his top two clients. Hmm. Interesting.
Pretty good.
This is where extensions do help relationships, though. Like, if the agent did want to steer him to Miami,
yeah,
I've taken care of my guy, Bam. No, I think
trades are different because you, a guy that has a extension coming up, he is going to work out a deal with a team that's going to give it to him right away. That's what happened with Jimmy, right?
Most of the time. I think Jimmy's the rare case where, like, he got the extension because people were worried about a mutiny, like no matter where he went. That's why the Warriors paid him. Like the Warriors have been on the record saying that they were concerned about Jimmy. They were worried about paying Jimmy. Like he wanted, like the only team that he had a yes to the entire time was Phoenix. That's why he wanted to go to Phoenix.
Right.
So it just ended up being this whole ordeal. But yeah, I guess we'll see what comes. But I tell you what, normally when you do the front office agent meeting, it doesn't really ever feel like I'm going to stick it out, boys.
Doesn't sound like we're going to work things out.
Doesn't sound like.
Right.
And like, I think the Dame thing kind of changes it, right? Like, because if Dame, even if you lost Dame, it just, you guys stunk and you had Dame. If you could flip Dame for something, that, Big Spoon?
No.
Oh. Get Dre?
Yeah.
Even if you could flip Dame for something, then you'd be like, oh, okay, we have another pathway to market. It's kind of what happened with Drew Holiday. They gave a lot for Drew Holiday, right, but they ended up having him be the piece for the Dame trade. Dame's got a torn Achilles, dude. Like, they're sunk.
I know.
They're sunk. They're sunk
because even coming back from that, dude, that's not an easy thing.
Yeah.
I don't know why people would just disregard it as not a big deal. I mean, it is not. The two things that I don't think I ever want to hear in basketball or torn Achilles, or they had microfracture surgery.
Oof.
Because that usually means bone on bone, and I think Kawhi had that.
Timbo Slice says, Giannis is low-key a hot mess. Gets coaches fired, gets Damian Lillard, and still wants out. Well, I mean,
he didn't ask for Dame Lillard.
He didn't ask for Damian Lillard. Although one would think, like, who would hate Damian Lillard? But Damian Lillard didn't want to be there. Reap what you sow, Bucks. He kind of,
I mean, hey, I would say this. When you have a family and you're with an organization for a long period of time and your family is still there near, didn't he grow up? He grew up on the West Coast, correct?
Who did?
Dame.
Yes, from Oakland.
Okay. So when you have all that, so you're around family, and then you ship them somewhere in the middle of the season where, you know, now you're by yourself.
Yep.
Like, I can understand how it takes time to adjust. The same thing happened with Wiggins.
It says, would you take on Dame's contract too if you can keep Bam?
Ooh, that's a good one.
Would you just take on, you got a Giannis and Dame, but you keep Bam, but they basically not, get out of
salary. Not on that Achilles.
They get, well, yeah, you're going to have to take him on salary cap hell. You're basically, nope. You're taking the Bucks out of salary cap hell.
Nope. I'll pass. Man. That never works out.
I mean, not even for Giannis.
Yeah, Giannis and Bam, no. And then on, maybe Giannis Dame. Maybe maybe Dame beats
Giannis,
Zion.
Bam, Kalel Ware.
Yeah, maybe if I can keep Kalel Ware too.
Come on,
because I'm probably gonna have to give up Kalel Ware if I want.
Hold on 1 second. This dude just walked out of here with a remote. Oh. Come here.
Eyes on my side.
Dre does not care about our trade talks.
He's actually trying to find something else on TV.
All right, so here's the thing, though, right?
Yeah,
I get people say the Heat have nothing. But let's be real about this. If the agent did want him to go to Miami, right? Yes. Let's just say that's where Giannis wants to go, all right?
Yeah.
Let's say it is. It's not never happened that a star gets to go where he wants to go.
Correct.
It's like the Heat of nothing. If you have three first-round picks now, you could get a fourth if you unlock your protections on Charlotte.
No, dude. No, that's too much.
What?
For Giannis? Giannis!
How much would you give up for him? I'm asking you.
I'm thinking.
You're not going to give up three first-round picks for Giannis Antetokounmpo?
How much?
Just three first-round picks and no players.
What did Rudy Gobert get?
And Kalel.
No, I'm not giving up Kalel.
Then who would you give him up for? Joker?
So,
I'm trying
to figure it out.
Who would you Hold give on. The king's ransom
Hold
to?
Hold on. I give him three firsts.
Mm-hmm.
Well, first I'd start with two firsts. Let's not give up.
Don't start with two firsts. Start with every first. Let's have the negotiations not go Portland style, and let's give them something that they'll keep them on the phone.
But can I interest you in a two firsts, a Tyler and a Jaime?
What else? For Giannis.
Is that enough?
For Giannis? For Giannis?
Because here's what I would say. I can go with Bam. I can go with Kalel. I can go with Giannis. I can move Davey into the point guard, right? And already my defense has picked up.
Oh, my God.
Right? And then if I can keep, like, a Wiggins.
You probably need a shooter then. Like
that's just, my starting five.
You're just going to turn whatever back you have into.
And I'll give them dunks. I'll give them dunks.
We're always willing to throw in dunks. Well, yeah. Dunks, they could. I think dunks, they could shed salary because they could just not. They could waive them if it's before a certain date.
So think about that. So I'm going to go. Here's my starting five. Davian at the one. I'm going to go Wiggins at the two. Giannis at the three. Bam at the four. Kalo at the five.
Okay. Now the GM just called back. Hey, we're not doing the deal without Kalo Ware.
Then you have no deal.
You're crazy. For Giannis and Bam.
Yeah, because
Giannis and Bam.
Giannis.
And Wiggins and Davion Mitchell.
Yeah. Because here's the problem.
Probably Alec Burks.
Here's the problem, though.
What?
Slow-mo?
Okay. I don't want to get smaller.
You're going to be like the same size. You're going to have Bam and Giannis in the front court. It's the two of the best defensive forwards in the league.
Yeah, but I'm going to need... I want Bam at a four.
Let's get Hassan Whiteside off the cheapskies.
Swole Hassan Whiteside?
I think he
pass a physical?
I think he actually just injured his knee. So best wishes to Hassan Whiteside. But maybe he'll be better. I don't know if it's a meniscus. I don't know what it is. He got hurt in the Puerto Rican League.
So, yeah. He said Giannis, Bam, and Wiggins team is scoring 85 points.
But giving up 70. That's it.
No, but here's the deal, dude. Here's the deal. When you look at that team,
you know, like any trade talks though are gonna start with Kalel Ware. Like that's gonna be the first thing everybody wants.
I mean, you know why? Because the Heat don't use him.
No, because they did use him in the second half of the season, and he's an athletic big, and he can block shots.
I'm not giving up Kalel
for anybody. I literally can't give you. Hold on, let me get this straight, Leroy.
No,
you would not give up Kalel Ware. So you would give up Bam before Kalel Ware?
No.
There's not a player in this league. If I could give you Anthony Edwards tomorrow, you would not give up Kalel Ware.
Does it make your team better, though? Oh, you got Ant-Man, yes.
That's crazy. This guy's crazy.
You're going to have to give up another piece, like a Tyler or something like that.
Will you grow up and answer my question? Would you give up Kalel Ware? You're literally telling me you're not giving him up for anybody. I don't even think his parents would say that.
But it's going to have to involve other people. So that's the whole point I'm making.
He's
like,
going to be a big
trade. You got to match contracts.
No, he makes rookie money. He's not matching contracts. I'm not being cute about this. I'm asking you. You're really at the point.
Sure.
Because if you won't give up Kalel Ware for Giannis, like who will you give him up for? Would you give him up for anybody, or you think that highly of him?
I think Anthony Edwards is a lot better than Kalel at what he does. Okay, but your team gets substantially smaller. And so what do you like when you start facing these behemoth front lines, what are you going to do?
Behemoth front line, you couldn't do anything against though, dude. He's young. Okay.
Right. Exactly. Like it's going to be a point in time where you got to see some of these guys grow up and stop trading them and thinking, "Oh, I'm going to just sign a guy that's already there."
Well, who have they traded? Who's the guy that they got rid of? That hasn't happened with them. They've kept everybody.
Or let them walk once you develop them because they were making too much money.
Like Max Strus?
Call that the Chris Greer.
It really hasn't happened with their draft. The only guy that they did that with that they gave up on from a draft pick standpoint was like Precious.
Say, like, do you guys ever imagine how players play on the court together? That's what I'm trying to figure out. That's why I'm so, big on keeping Kalel.
Okay, but I'm gonna give you the real of it. If you have Kalel Ware and Bam Adebayo, Bam is going back to playing five. That's gonna be your front line.
I don't want that. Okay. I don't want Bam playing five.
But you get Giannis. You've been wanting guys who can get you 40. He literally gets you everything. Yeah. He's one of the best.
Right.
You're gonna be okay.
Okay.
Bam, Giannis, Wiggins. You got to put a shooter out there.
JoJo said, I give Milwaukee Kalel Ware, his little brother, and his his future son for Giannis. Wow. Future first rounder, huh?
Take a break.
All right, I understand. I'm just high on the athletic big.
I get it. I love Kalel Ware too.
At so many.
I'm not giving him up for KD. I'm not giving him up for KD. Giannis is an exception.
Right. Giannis but you ain't getting Ant-Man.
No, I'm not talking about Ant-Man. I was just saying theoretically, like if you're that high, like is there any?
So what would your team look? So give me your proposed starting lineup for the Heat.
I guess it would be Davion, Bam, Giannis. Probably Wiggins would stay in this case.
Ooh.
I'm not a fan of it either.
And then Jokic?
And then you need a shot.
Jokic. Yeah.
If we're able to keep Jokic, that'd be awesome. I imagine he's still going to be a six man. But we need shooting. It's like, so you're going to need Alec Burks in there, somebody like that.
All right. Or you keep Dunks and Dunks moves back up?
Or you keep Dunks, yeah. You're going to need some shooting. Because you do need to put shooters around Giannis.
Yeah, but okay. But
now, if somehow this deal could happen without Tyler, I just think it's just pie in the sky. Like, I don't think it could happen.
Giannis and Tyler? Whoa!
Now, would you do Giannis? Like, now that's the question. How about this? Let's do something that hurts.
Giannis and Bam?
No. Giannis. You guys get Bam. The Heat keep Kalel. The Bucks get Bam. You keep Tyler. Bam. Tyler, Giannis, Kalel, Davion.
And Wiggins.
I guess Wiggins, yeah. It's kind of a benefiting team.
Yeah.
But we have no idea if Kalel can play in the playoffs.
You have no... He's 21!
I'm just saying, we don't know!
No, you've already determined he can or can't?
I don't say he can or can't, I just said I don't know! And I also don't think
the problem. This is the problem.
I also,
when everybody talks about guys getting into their prime in 26 and 27, we're sitting here saying a 21 or 22 year old can or can't do it.
Schmeathen says you guys might as well talk about trading Tua for Patrick Mahomes. That's how ridiculous it is. I don't know. Well, here's the thing. I don't think the Bam thing happens, because I've told you, like, the only way the Heat are in this game, because of the asset thing, is Giannis really wants to play in Miami, and I think the agent steers him here because of Bam. That's what I think. There's all this agent ties. It's always a thing in the NBA. The agent's not sending Bam Adebayo out of Milwaukee, flat out. Tyler's a Milwaukee kid. Milwaukee can come out of this thing a little bit like, oh, we got a hometown kid. That's our big piece. We got an all-star for him, plus a bunch of picks. So.
Giannis and Ware together, that sounds frightening.
I mean, Bam and him together is frightening as far as good luck scoring.
Yeah.
Good luck.
We got to mix it up. We'll take a break. We're getting too ahead of ourselves right now. Calm down.
Calm down. This is where you live.
Calm down.
Oh, my goodness.
Calm down.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Pump up the jam, pump it up while your feet are...
Ah, welcome back. And the jam is hello, Jennifer!
Hello.
I don't feel like you came back with the same energy that I just gave out. I felt like it was very relaxed. Like, what are you plotting in your gaming chair? Are you about to, like, get onto a huge Halo kick here?
Yeah, I am plotting on it, kicking all the internet's butt today.
Why?
Yeah.
Not working out for you today? Bad weather.
It's not working in my favor today. It's really upsetting.
Frog boy.
Yeah.
Time to mix it up.
I think it is, my friend.
What do we got today in the mixed bag, Marcos?
I have more evidence to support the theory that Frog Boy is always right.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Frog Boy is always right. One way or another, they all come crawling back. Don't think I used that right. But nonetheless, Mr. Godfather himself had some interesting statements if you read between the lines or if you just read the line straight up. This is Sir Pat Riley on his boy Spo.
Yeah, this was an interesting thing that he had to say on the press conference for sure.
Well, I think you know, Coach, I haven't talked to him about it yet because Eric has been doing this for 30 years, you know, intensely as the video coordinator up to being my main assistant coach. 17 straight years of coaching. So he's been like here for 30 years, never took a year off, never takes a break. He's had some issues in his life, personal issues. And I see the strain and stress on him like I've never seen it before. This takes a toll. And when I talked to him the other day, he said he was going to Hawaii. I said, good, I'll see you in training camp then. You know, that's not going to happen. But he needs a break, and he needs time to reflect. He's the head coach. You know, I mean, I could give him my playbook from 2006 or 7, but it's archaic, but it's not. But he'll figure this out. He knows we need to, first, we need to defend. And we need to, he needs to make whatever kind of changes he needs to make when it comes to the offense. And we'll talk about that. You know, if he wants to listen to me, he will. If he doesn't, he has a lot of great people working for him. Yeah.
Man.
What do you mean? Like, I didn't find nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
He called him out. He basically confirmed
out
that he's going to be the coach.
I don't think anybody thought that he was going to be the coach. But
I'm just saying.
I think the idea, what I found fascinating about it, here's a couple things, Leroy. One, Pat Riley will do this thing where, like, he gets a little bit, like, he'll just throw stuff out there that I don't think, like, the coach would ever want used as reasons for him looking like he's burnt out. Like, Spo, private as hell, right? Like, he doesn't like that stuff out there. Oh, we all know what happened, obviously. You know that he's been dealing with personal stuff and whatnot. But Spo wouldn't, like, that's just, like, it goes against everything that he stands for publicly as a coach, right? But to say, like, oh, that it's, like, he's wearing it more than I've ever seen before. I think it's kind of acknowledging, like, yeah, this guy didn't have a good year. And I don't think I got my guy at his best. And I think one of the things with the Heat that they've been able to count on year in and year out is that they got one of the best coaches in the league. And that's supposed to be one of their tilts, one of their advantages that they have. And it felt to me like Pat Riley, I don't think he's calling Spo out. I think it's just acknowledging, like, I don't think we got the best version of my guy this year. Like, it looks like it's wearing on
that's
him.
That's what you're coming to that conclusion.
Oh, that's what he said. He said he was burnt out.
He
said, my guy is burnt out and needs to go to Hawaii because he can't remember how many timeouts we have.
Well, what did you take from it?
Okay.
I just took that it's been a rough year for him. And his boss gave an excuse he would never give. And he said he needs a rest. He needs to get away from it. He confirmed that. He said, get away and go get refreshed. And so it happens. Like, I don't understand that you've been doing something for 30 years and then life hits you. Mm-hmm. Certain circumstances, situations in life, and you might not be the best that you can be mentally because of all the other stuff. It's called being human.
Yeah, I know.
And so to sit here and say, oh, he's this or that, I think Pat put it perfectly.
Mm-hmm.
He needs to get away. He needs to recollect himself, get rejuvenated, and then come back and we'll attack this.
Hope so. Yeah, I think they will. But I think it's interesting that that he does put it out there, because that's not something the coach would put out there. Like, that's what makes it.
Right. But that's so that's why you here. When Pat said it to me, it says he understood what he was going through.
Oh, yeah.
And so from that standpoint, I'm like, man, like, you know what? Regardless of what you do in life, the first thing you are is human. So you have all of those life situations that present themselves during various times in your life. They happen to all of us. Some of us can't deal with it the way we need to because our lives are in the public, i.e. Eric Spoelstra. But for people to just all of a sudden, he's done, he's over the hill, he's a bum. Like,
well, I don't think anybody's saying that, Leroy. I think that, except for Frog Boy, who's an idiot.
Okay, but there we go.
We've seen him do things this year that haven't matched the standard of what that guy typically is. And I do think that to put some of this into scope from that is interesting from a couple of standpoints. One, he doesn't want that out there, that
right.
You're using this as the reason that I wasn't at my best. But I think it's interesting that the president is putting it out there, because he's basically saying one of my best weapons that I have is Eric Spoelstra, and I don't think that he's been at his best for these reasons. And so I think it's interesting that it's all just kind of laid out there by Pat, because I do think typically that he'd go into this saying, like, hey, we have a coach who can put the parts together and figure it out. And this team couldn't do that this year for a lot of reasons. The Jimmy thing, the injuries, the fourth quarter meltdowns that he was part of too. And so for him to put it at just kind of out there is that I thought was interesting.
Here's what I would say. It was Pat Riley protecting his coach.
Well,
if he puts it out there and he understands the circumstances, whether you know him or not, if he understands it, then maybe more people will be understanding that the organization understands some of the things that occurred during this past year and a half.
I think it is him publicly protecting it, but I don't necessarily know if it's something the guy he's protecting wants protecting from.
I know that. I could say, no, he'd rather just take all the heat and let his personal life be his personal life. I understand that. But I tell you what, there ain't a person that was in that room that don't respect the hell out of Pat Riley.
So definitely
when not. Pat Riley says it, right? And as great as I think Spo is, and as much as we respect Spo, there's a difference if he says it versus Pat Riley. There just is. And I think Pat Riley saying it, and that's not saying what the conversations are going to be with Spo. Because behind closed doors, you say, Spo, you take the time you need, but when you come back, you'll be ready to go. Right? But I do believe that when your boss and your mentor kind of says to everybody, life is hard, not understand that sometimes real life situations get in the way of work, then I think maybe more people will be more understanding. Because I got to tell you, like, suppose when it comes to preparing and comes to, you know, getting ready for a game and a season and working out stuff like that, he's a wizard at it. Now, I throw somebody like Jimmy Butler in the mix, right? Who I don't think Spo's ever had to deal with a guy in Jimmy Butler's position deal with him not going and playing.
Yeah, not somebody of who's supposed to be that important to your team.
Right.
Like, it's not Deion Waiters or Hassan.
Right. So add another thing to what he's already, you know, going through. So
what are you shaking your head for?
If Spo was a boxer, you guys would have thrown in the towel on.
What are you talking about?
It would have been like seeing Holyfield kind of just wobble through the thing, and it would have been like he's just past his prime.
Listen, nobody's excluded from life kicking our ass. Okay, you can sit here. You can sit here and point at somebody else and say they're handling it the wrong way, or they're struggling at their job because of life. But life bites everybody in the ass.
What else you got in the
ass? You want everybody around you to be understanding. Don't worry, Frog Boy.
Yeah.
Like, you ain't going to live your life just scot-free. Life happens.
Life does happen, but he hasn't taken a break.
Well, now he is.
Now he is. He's in Hawaii.
Yeah, because he had Team USA last year, too.
That's right.
Team
USA last year.
Since this private event in 2023 occurred, he has done basketball, basketball, basketball. I hope this time in Hawaii will rejuvenate him. If it doesn't...
You didn't say that like... No, no.
That was not sincere,
That wasn't sincere.
Yeah.
No.
It's about as sincere as every time.
You're basically wishing him no success.
No, it's about as sincere as every time Tobin says, nothing against JJ Redick. It's about that sincere, if I'm being honest.
But wait, like, okay.
I'll be there, Spo boy.
Wait, let me ask you a question. Do you realize Spo has been acknowledged as the best coach, one of the best coaches in the NBA, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think of all time.
You acknowledge that, right?
Of all time.
Okay. And you're sitting here saying that you have a better coach that could come and do the job he's doing. Because if you're going to talk trash, you better have a solution. So, who do you think should be the coach?
He said
Chris Quinn.
And he's better. You think
Caron Butler?
You think they are better to coach the Miami Heat than Eric Spoelstra?
No, I didn't think Eric Spoelstra was better to coach than Pat Riley.
That's all that matters. You answered your question.
No, but they had this position before. Like, everything that he's talking about, Pat did go through already when they put Spo in that position.
Yeah, I wasn't like, you think Spo's better decision. Than Pat? No, I don't think Spo's better than Pat.
Pat made that decision.
And Pat seems like he's leaning towards my decision based off of what I just heard. He better come back from Hawaii with a new tan and a new game plan. And a list of
times. Or just right, better yet, let's have a normal life for a minute.
Or back with
his life. His life has been pretty hectic for the last couple of years. Will we agree?
Yes.
Touch grass,
like,
Marcos.
I don't know why. I don't, like, it baffles me.
But also,
we see people in sports living real life situations and think that they're above that. They're not.
Go to break there, Evander Holy Frog.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.